This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Thank you, Dad, for this introduction. And this is Christian War Room. You can find us at christianwarroom.com. So there are a lot of talks on the website. Maybe some of the talks you've missed or you've come onto this. Now, the idea of the Christian War Room is to, you know, have a place where you can do some strategic planning to deal with all the rubbish that is taking place in this world. And you need a room to pray. You need a room to find out what's going on in this world and to then do something about it. Yeah? And again, there are several ways you can deal with that. One of them is, I'm always referring to the scripture in 2 Corinthians that, you know, the warfare we do is against strongholds that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. And I think that is very, very important that we always bear this in mind. There's so much stuff going on in this world that, you know, tries to eliminate, to eradicate the knowledge of God. And we need to rise up. And we find, I mean, even within the church, we find that we've got a pseudo-church, you know, churches which don't preach the gospel anymore, churches which preach something else which is not really biblical. Even Paul in his days, he was just struggling with this all the time. So in the Christian War Room, I want to encourage you to number one is to seek the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and mind, to pray about deception as well. Pray about deception in your own life, whether there is any, and ask God to reveal it to you, to give you discernment about what is going on so that you can eradicate and get rid of any leaven. Any leaven, you know, like Jesus uses the term leaven, which you know, goes into the dough and just works its way through the dough, to get it out, you know, to just get rid of it, to get rid of it. But instead to just live and thrive on the word of God. So it's very, very important. So we need to have this space. So it's a space to pray. It's a space to, you know, to develop strategy to deal with all the stuff we are seeing in this world. It's a place where we invite maybe our friends to discuss what's going on. So maybe a Christian war room should have a coffee machine or a fridge, you know, where you can have some drinks, beverages, yeah, preferably. should I say this? I don't know. I don't want to sort of create a controversy here, but preferably non-alcoholic. But then again, you know, Jesus was drinking wine as well. And when they had the Lord's Supper, I'm sure they didn't just have a little sip of wine. But that's a story for something else. But the point I'm making is there should be a place for somewhere. Some time ago, I did a talk on the war room inside your computer. So you can set up your computer, you can configure it to have a war room. So you can have your Christian literature in your computer, you can have your electronic Bibles, you can have your audio Bible in your computer, so you can just play it, listen to it. You can have important films, you can have like ISOs where you can create CDs or something like that to distribute. You can have a collection of tracts on there, you can have a collection of important sermons. You can have news outlets on your computer, so you can see what's going on in the world. You can hook up with persecution.org to find out what's going on with Christians who suffer persecution, to pray into situation. You can have Operation Mobilization, I think it's called. No, Operation World, that's what it's called. Operation World on your computer, the booklet. Get the CD from them so you know, as you're praying about the world, what's going on in every country. And you can have other things as well. You can have like, you know, some audio recording software, Audacity. You can have some video recording software. You can have Movie Maker to create films, to create audio, to get the message out there. So that is your Christian War Room inside your computer, inside your laptop, which you can use as a very, these days, probably more than ever before, as a very potent machine to get the gospel out. To get the gospel out. You can set up your own Christian radio station. You can create a YouTube channel. You can have a podcast version. And there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff is being made. But why not make more? You know, people are hooked on social media. Now, I work as a teacher. And I see this every day. You know, when I go to the college, and that's what we are talking about today as well, a war room on your smartphone. When I go to college and I look at my students, they're living in some sort of isolation, total isolation. I've never seen this before. About maybe 20 years ago, when I was a young teacher or younger, students were just hanging all together. They had a bit of fun. I had problems in one instance that I had students for a whole day. So in the morning, they were okay, and I could teach them all the heavy stuff. And then sometimes I had a problem that after lunch, students went out for a drink, and some couldn't take it, and had students coming back to class drunk. Not, you know, badly drunk, but sort of really tired, and there wasn't much you could do with them. It was quite hard. It was quite a challenge at the time. Today, you don't seem to have this anymore. If I go to the refectory, I sometimes have like four students sitting around a table, and each and every one of these students is on their smartphone doing their own stuff, but they're not communicating with one another. So there's, in one instance, something very concerning, and that is that people forget to communicate on a normal basis, you know, like face-to-face communication. But then on the other side, they are on their smartphones all the time. So if you can get into their smartphone through YouTube, a website, a podcast, or something like that, through something that might interest them, then you can present the gospel to them. Yeah, as simple as that. So what am I saying here? I'm saying number one is smartphones are all around us. They are a little bit of a curse, but you can utilize them as well. They're very potential tools, and you can do some stuff with them. Okay, I've got a list of stuff I want to go through, and you can obviously listen to this talk again. Just go to christianwarroom.com. I need to check out what the number of this talk is. It's going to be, let me just check on the website. It's going to be talk number 104. Just remember this, 104. And it's going to be labeled something about smartphones, you know, smartphone, a war room in your smartphone. Okay, the first thing you can do is every smartphone has got an access point. So you can use the internet connection on your smartphone, and you can share it with your computer. You can obviously secure it. I think you have to these days with a password. And so people can't just get into it unless they know the password. And you've got something which is called the SSID. It's Security Set Identifier, I think. I used to know this very well, but it's a long time ago that I was teaching this. Now, you can change this name and it becomes visible to everybody to something, something interesting. For example, Jesus Saves. I mean, what I'm a little bit fed up because people always think that God is this lovey-duddy in the sky. He isn't, you know. He's going to throw people into hell, and we need to get this message across. It's not just about, you know, everything is fine because Jesus was here, but it is, you know. You have to make a decision, or otherwise, my Jesus, who loves me more than anything else and has a love for me I cannot comprehend, my God, who loves me more than anything else, but is also righteous and holy, if I don't have my sins covered by the blood of Christ, if I haven't repented and been forgiven, I will go to hell. And that is sort of so important to get this message across. So my SSID is called Jesus, Your Judge. And people don't know. So when I turn my, when I hook my laptop up, my SSID comes up and my smartphone settings. And if people look for an access point where they can log into, they will see this. If they're nearby, they will see Jesus, Your Judge. Okay, there's something you can do, and I tried this some time ago, and I should really give it another shot and see what I can do, and that is to create an access point and a web server. So that means on your smartphone you put a web server, and you create an access point, and then you need to do something which is, and I don't know how to do this, it's done in hotels. I used to work in all this stuff, and I spent about 2 or 3 days trying to figure it out, and something went wrong, and I gave up after some time, and I didn't have anybody I could talk to, maybe to exchange some ideas to see what I could do to try and get it to work or make it to work. And that is, you have to have a DNS redirect. So that means somebody connects to your web server. So somebody has got like this SSID, they connect to your web server. One problem I was facing with it, all web servers were closed, so you had to have a password. And I couldn't find a sort of some software tool where I could do it without a password. And that's really what you need, so that people can connect freely. And then there's a DNS redirect. So that means DNS is domain name system. If you are a geek, you will know this. If this is too much for you and you don't understand what I'm talking about, don't switch off. I'm gonna talk about some other stuff as well. You will understand. Just give me 1 minute. You need to have a DNS redirect, so it will point back to your web server. So if they put in like, oh, I want to go to Google, google.co.uk or google.com, and the type this in, then it'll go to your website. Yeah. So this might be, I don't know, whatever it may be. It might be on the phone itself. Yeah. The website, some sort of default web display, and then on this website you could have a Bible, maybe a Christian film. There's this gospel explanation in 11 minutes. You could put that on there. You could put some audio files on there. You could put some interesting stuff to download. But people are curious by nature, and so if they get the access point, they go in, they suddenly get on their smartphone this information about sorry for that. I was just checking. I was using the right microphone here. But anyway, they get the information about Jesus, little truck, something like that. It might be just a catalyst to try and get them interested in the gospel. I'm telling you all this stuff, and I haven't managed to do it myself. And I need to go into this. Maybe if you are better than me with this stuff, and I'm sure there are plenty of people out there who are lots better than me, you can set this up, and it's not a big problem for you. I had a look on Google Play to see how many smartphone or Android web servers are available, and I got like a whole list of them. So there's a lot of stuff out there, and you might be able to do this. Okay, what else can you do? You can facilitate a Christian film, Christian trucks. You can have a Bible. You can have an audio Bible on there, and that might be one option. You could go for it. Okay, what else can you do with your smartphone? And again, a war room on your smartphone. So it's for yourself as well. And there are a couple of things you can do on your smartphone. And I just want to encourage you to just go for it. Turn your smartphone into a war room, a miniature war room. The first thing you can download is something called a software called eSword. You know, like the sword you fight with. It's called E, like for electronic, and then sword. I think there's a dash in between. I'm not sure. Anyway, go on to Google Play, and you will see this. And once you've got this downloaded, you can then add a lot of Bible versions, commentaries, and lots of other stuff on there. And you've got a means to refer to a Bible text straight away, even if you haven't got internet access. There are a lot of internet online Bibles. Here you've got one where you can download it to your smartphone and you can access it all the time. Bearing in mind, you will not have internet all the time. If there's a problem, if something goes dramatically wrong, your internet can be cut out. It's happened before, and I'm sure it's going to happen in the future again. You can download an audio Bible, so you can just have an audio Bible play to you, and you can just listen to it at any time. Very, very important. Okay, what else can you do? Now, preaching is very important. So I'm talking to you. I'm having quite a complex system here. I've got a mixer. I've got a compressor. I've got a computer, which is quite old, but still works with this sort of stuff. And I can create something like a podcast. I've got a second computer here, so I can hook up to Skype. And I can talk to other people and integrate them into this talk. So it's very versatile. But one of the things you can do is you can turn your smartphone with a bit of recording software into an audio recorder. You can interview people. You just leave the smartphone on there, turn it on, and you can save your files in various formats. And you can create Christian programs and upload them on YouTube or, you know, have a podcast. There's a podcast. It's not a Christian podcast, but it used to be quite famous. And check it out. You know, if you are into electronics or something like that, they're just a bunch of old guys talking about, you know, their little projects. And they got tons of listeners. And all they've done is just they got together on Skype. One of the guys was recording it. And then they uploaded the file on a web server and put it on a very, very simple website. And the site is called www.soldersmoke.com. soldersmoke.com. Soldersmoke.com. Again, not a Christian site, but it gives you an idea of what you can do. You know, very simple setup, and you can just create a simple website, upload a lot of audio files, and make people aware of it. You could advertise it maybe through your access point on your smartphone. Just call it www.mywebsite.com. That's the SSID, and people get curious when they see this and they want to check it out, and they might see your podcasts about Jesus and what Jesus means to you, and some testimonies and so on. Video software as well. It's pretty much integrated on your smartphone as well. Sometimes you can download some better video software which is more optimized for YouTube. Also, I would suggest to get a memory card so that you don't gobble up whatever memory you've got on your smartphone. Get an SD card and get it as high as possible, 32, 64 gigabytes, whatever you can stick in there. Okay, you can have the app TuneIn on your smartphone, and you can get, I'm not sure whether thousands of Christian radio stations, but certainly hundreds. And it can be important. Okay, what else can you do? Obviously, you've got Christian friends, hopefully. If not, pray about them and get some Christian friends. Very important for getting together. And you've got WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups. There can be maybe a WhatsApp group as a prayer network where you can all connect and talk to one another. You can use Skype. Viber is another very good one. A friend of mine, he got me on another network. I've forgotten the name. But there are lots of similar software packages out there, like WhatsApp and Skype and Viber. And you can use them to create groups where you get together and you can have discussions. And you can have a war room activity where you talk about a problem you see in this world. And you strategize on how, and you pray about it, on how you can solve this problem. Okay, another important thing is news outlets. So one outlet is Worthy News. I've seen something on there. I think it's called Christian Global News or something. Global Christian News, I think it's called. I've seen an app when I was sort of playing around with this earlier. So it's important. You can put this on there, and you can look at different Christian news outlets and collect the news from there. And what you'll find is that you will hear a lot of news you never hear on any of the other outlets. When Christians were murdered in Syria at a record rate, when they were beheaded, if a journalist was beheaded, you had it all over the news. If 100 or 1,000 Christians were beheaded, nobody was reporting about it. It was really sickening. Sickening what you saw with the news media, that nobody reported, nobody did anything about this, and yet there was an incredible suffering amongst the Christian community in Syria. And again, the only way to find out about this is Christian news outlets. Twitter might be quite an interesting option as well. There are a lot of Christians who have got Twitter accounts. I mean, the most famous Twitter account, I think, is Donald Trump at the moment, but there are Christian news outlets where you've got Twitter accounts and you get like constant news updates. Persecution.org, they've got updates as well. So your Twitter messages will be coming through and you will find out if there's persecution news coming through. Right, I'm just looking through what else we need to go through here. Other stuff interesting as well, which is devotionals. There are tons of them on Google Play. I was quite surprised, you know, how much Christian stuff was on there. Years ago, I did a similar sort of exercise to just see how much Christian material you would get on the App Store or Google Play Store. And there was very little, not much. And it's all changed. It's very different right now. What else can you do? There are Christian ebooks you can download. There are Christian classics, Bible handbooks, reference materials, and you can download them all to your smartphone and have them available. And again, I recommend that you get an SD-ROM card and make it as big as you reasonably can, like 32, 64 gigabytes or something. And it gives you tons of space to store all this stuff. And if you ever need it, you can then call it up. Okay, other interesting places to get material from is sermonaudio.com, I think. It could be .org, I'm not sure. Just type in Google Sermon Audio and you will get lots of interesting talks from there as well. Okay, I'm just sort of trying to see whether I've got everything. I think we covered everything on here. Christian radio and television, Christian news outlets. I was surprised as well. When you go into the App Store or Google Play, I think it's called, there are a lot of applications or a lot of apps which will give you access to various radio stations. The best one, I think, still is TuneIn. Try that one. And they are connected with thousands, if not millions, of radio stations worldwide. Will there be a million? Probably. And you can sort of hook in and connect to a lot of radio stations. I use it all the time. And it's very reliable. It's very good. Okay. A Christian War Room on your smartphone. Use it. Make use of it. Use it as a weapon. The Bible says that the Word of God is like a double-edged sword. And it's very powerful. And you can, these days, which you couldn't do before, you can have a whole library of Christian books on your smartphone these days, if you choose to do so. If you go to the resources page, we've got a lot of ebooks on seismic radio. Just go through the resources section and go there. If you go to BPN Radio, there are some resources as well. Just go to bpnradio.com, go to the old website. So it's in one of the drop-down menus. And then click on the resources page and you will see that there are a lot of things you can download. And again, PDFs and so on, there's tons of stuff out there these days. And sometimes if you've just got 10 minutes or 50 minutes and you don't know what to do, you can just get your ebook and you can start reading it and, you know, edify yourself and stretch yourself a little bit and get going. Also, audio files as well. In your car, you can just plug it in and you can, you know, almost do a theological degree by listening through various audio programs. Okay, that pretty much concludes our talk on the smartphone, the war room inside a smartphone. Let me just repeat sort of the main things, and then maybe if you get inspired and you really want to take hold of this, even if you just, you know, go on Google Play and you just see what's available, you can utilize your smartphone much better than what you could do before. Okay, first one is, we talked about the SSID, which is a security set identifier. Give it a funky name, maybe a website you have or you control and you put a lot of tracts on there, or you know a website where there are a lot of tracts, which is sort of very evangelistic. I don't think you can put a dot in an SSID, but it's www.mywebsite.com or whatever it is. The dots, I don't think you can put them in there. You can give it a go. I failed in doing so, and that is to create an access point or a web server. And then behind the web server, you've got a DNS redirect. I don't know whether there's an app available to do this, but you can check it out, and you can do this, or you can try and connect people to an external website that has got evangelistic value in there. But again, check it out. See what can be done. You can, again, facilitate Christian films if you have a private web server, Christian tracks, the Bible, the audio Bible. And by the way, I'm just talking about the smartphone here. I know it's possible to do it on your computer. I tried to do it on a laptop. Again, I did fail. I didn't get the right software, and I'm sort of determined to give it another shot. And if I get it to go, I thought of maybe creating a virtual machine, put it on an ISO, and then make it available to you guys as well. And you can download the ISO and you know, run it all from a virtual machine if possible. Okay, so that's one thing. And then the next thing is about eSort. You can download, I use it myself. You get like a lot of commentaries, a lot of Bible versions as well, so you can compare one with the other. So if you've got a verse, you can just click on it, you tap on it, get a little drop-down menu, and I've got about 10, 15 different Bible versions on there, the German and English. And so I can see a particular verse in different versions as well. I was looking for a Hebrew Bible as well. My Hebrew is not very good, but I spent a few months trying to learn it. I can sort of just about read it. But it would give me an idea if I look for a particular word and I could then sort of try and translate it and so on. I've got a Bible with Strong's reference numbers, so I can then go through the Strong's dictionary and do a little bit more deeper study. So you can do all this on your smartphone as well. You can install an audio Bible. Again, you go somewhere, you just click on a book and it just starts reading automatically. Or if you want to go to bed or you can't sleep, you can just turn on Psalms and it just reads Psalms to you until you drift off. What else have you got? Recording software, very important for video and for audio. There's some really interesting stuff as well. I used once time-lapse software, and you can sort of create fantastic videos, even if you just point it towards the sky, towards a cloud, and you just record it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours or something, and you create about a 10-minute film. You can sort of see the sky just racing away and the day changing or the sun walking across the sky. And you can use this maybe to create some really interesting videos based on that. And it's just, I think it's called time-lapse or frame-lapse. And again, you can just download it, install it on your phone, and you can do some amazing stuff with your phone. And it can all be used to edit some interesting videos and get the gospel out. I talked about TuneIn, the app, which lets you access Christian radio stations all over the world. I use it all the time these days. And then obviously we've got WhatsApp, Facebook groups, Skype, Viber, and lots of others, which you can use to create, to connect with your Christian friends and to create groups where you can share material and where you can have a war room activity by just developing strategy on what to do when certain things happen in your community. For example, to pray about a certain issue, or even to rise up and to have, like with the Ten Commandments I talked about earlier on another day, I think, you know, when they get rid of the stones, maybe you can have a session where you just, wherever the Ten Commandments used to stand, you get a banner and you stand there for, you know, with a bunch of people for 10 hours a day or something, just in protest of what has happened. You can have Christian news outlets, which are very important because the news we get today is not right. You can have devotionals as well. And you can have Christian ebooks as well on your machine, on your smartphone machine. Let's call it smartphone machine. So there's great potential, a lot of stuff you can do with your smartphone. I want to encourage you to explore it further and maybe make it a war room activity to discuss how can you utilize a smartphone as a spiritual weapon to communicate, to pray, to do some brainstorming, to do some research, and to tear down strongholds which set themselves up against the knowledge of God. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you for technology and technology we have today. I pray, Lord, help us to make the most of it and to utilize this technology to the best of our ability. I pray, Lord, that we can reach out to people who really struggle and are addicted to this technology, and that we can give them the gospel, the liberating message of Jesus Christ, that you have come and that you have died for them and that you shed your blood for them. I pray, Lord, help us to make the most of it these days. In Jesus' name, amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to ChristianWarRoom.com. That's ChristianWarRoom.com.